Prayers were standing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the significance of the meaning of Christmas. And we pray that you would open our hearts afresh now as we turn to the truth of the Bible. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do take a seat. Now, most of us would agree that 2016 has been a year of surprises. Very few of us this time last year would have expected that in politics we'd have had Brexit, in international affairs, President-elect Trump, or in sport, Leicester City winning the Premier League. And indeed, you might have your own set of surprises in the last 12 months that you could add to that list. It is fair to say, however, that none of these things can compare with the surprises the first Christmas brought, nor the surprises the implications of that first Christmas brings to our day when we grasp them. We read earlier from Luke's Gospel of the surprise the young Mary had when the angel Gabriel came to speak to her. There she was, happily minding her own business and dreaming of her wedding day, when a messenger from heaven lands in front of her and tells her, "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Now, Mary knew full well that she couldn't be pregnant. Despite the way that we modern people think that we know all about sex, and the ancients had a charming naivety, Mary knew very well how babies were made. And she knew that she and her fiancé were waiting to consummate their marriage. Being pregnant was impossible. But the angel tells her it is true, for nothing will be impossible with God. Her baby will be conceived supernaturally because he will be utterly unique. And that's where the real surprise comes in. Mary's boy child, the angel tells her, will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. Now, this is unmistakable language showing the baby was to be the Messiah, God's uniquely equipped king. He will be the Christ in the line of the great kings from the past. This baby, Mary is told, will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So here is one hugely greater than what has gone before, a perfect king with an everlasting reign. Now, such perfection would only be possible because of the even more surprising, indeed downright shocking, implications of this language. Not only would the baby be great, he would also be the Son of the Most High. And to make sure that Mary and we get it, the angel says a bit later, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. This king, born in Bethlehem, would be far more than just a king in the ancient Near East. And frankly, that's why we're all gathered here 2,000 years later in East Yorkshire at a ridiculously late hour to celebrate his birth. This baby was God himself come to earth. Now, exactly 200 years ago, on Christmas Eve 1816, a journal published a new Christmas carol. Angels from the Realms of Glory had been written by a Yorkshire-based newspaper proprietor, and we plan to sing it in a few minutes. It includes these words: "Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night, God with man is now residing. Yonder shines that infant light." And you know, that's a key to what Christmas is all about. God has turned up in our world. And that huge surprise means that we can know what God is like. All we need to do is look at Jesus and his character, at his actions, at his words. For as we look at Jesus, we look at God. As we listen to Jesus, we listen to God. Our reading from the New Testament letter to the Hebrews puts it like this: "Long ago, At many times and in many ways, God spoke to our ancestors by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who is the exact imprint of his nature. And what's more, that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God reminds us that in coming to earth and living the life that he lived, God knows what it's like to share human experience. He knows our joys. He shares them. He understands our pains. And he shares those too. Well, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that one of the most demanding things about Christmas for most people is the present buying. And according to etiquette expert Julie Lamberg-Burnett, getting presents for colleagues needs special care, whether it's the office secret Santa or selecting a small token of appreciation for your boss. And she has these tips. She says, present your gifts and cards well. It shows that you've taken care and time. Don't buy anything too personal for the boss. It might require an awkward explanation to the managers or other colleagues, or indeed to their family. And remember to check that receipts and price tags have been removed. Well, it seems to me that the ultimate kind of gift is a present that the receiver really needs, and at the same time is given as a complete surprise. Well, later in Luke's carefully researched account of that first Christmas, we find a gift offered to those in real need, and it was also a tremendous surprise. The shepherds in the fields abiding, watching all their flocks by night, as the carol puts it, suddenly, like Mary earlier, encounter an angel. And the angel brings a glimpse of the brilliance of God's presence. And the shepherds are scared witless. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This day in the city of David has been born for you a Saviour. He is Christ the Lord. Now this surprising encounter makes clear that Jesus, the baby of Bethlehem, is a surprising gift. He has been born for you, the angel tells the shepherds. But what sort of gift is he? Well, the angel says the baby is a saviour. An Indian newspaper reported in the last few days that as an early Christmas present for Britain, Tycoon Ratan Tata has become what they called the saviour of the UK steel industry. Close to my heart as a Sheffielder. Now, it seems that Tata's group has announced a 10-year commitment and £1 billion to save well over 10,000 British jobs. Now, time will tell if such a claim is justified, but the idea is clear behind the headline. This man, through his business plan, is trying to save or rescue jobs that otherwise would be lost. Well, the angel surprised those shepherds by telling them that the baby from Bethlehem is a saviour for those who otherwise, the Bible makes clear, are lost and in great need. And that includes all of us here tonight. For we are all those who have pushed God out of our lives. Now this reality might be a surprise to some, but God made us and we owe him. We've turned from him and that makes us guilty and we need to be restored to him. We need what Jesus the Saviour came to bring. We need what we read of earlier in Luke chapter 1, the forgiveness of sins. Now that is wonderfully possible because the Jesus who was laid as a baby in a wooden crib grew up to be the Saviour as he hung on a wooden cross. In the person of his Son, God was himself taking the rap that others deserved, so that those who believe in Jesus can have their slates wiped clean and be reconnected to him. And that is why the first thing that millions do at Christmas, as we are tonight, as we share bread and wine, is to remember Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Jesus became the Savior because in great love he gave himself even to death that others might live. And that's why in a few minutes we shall affirm words which have been said on this very spot, on this very night, for centuries. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Well, 2016 has been in many ways a year of surprises. Well, Christmas is certainly full of surprises. Initially, it was for Mary and the shepherds, but in fact, it is for all of us. The surprise that the baby Jesus is no less than the Son of the Most High God. God himself has come to visit us. And also the surprise that he is the Saviour, come to rescue us and to meet our greatest need. So do you see who this Jesus is? Jesus the Saviour come for you? Have you received the gift that he offers? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the clarity of the story of Christmas as we have it in the Bible. We thank you for who Jesus is, God come to earth. And we thank you for what he came to be and to do, the Saviour, to save his people from their sins. We ask that you would open our hearts afresh to him this Christmas. Amen.